Healthcare systems worldwide face growing burdens from chronic disease, mental health disorder, and sedentary lifestyles. In response, healthcare providers across multiple countries are implementing nature prescriptions, formal, non-pharmacological clinical interventions, advising patients to spend structured time in a natural environment as part of disease treatment or prevention. Nature prescriptions, also called park prescriptions, are non-pharmacological interventions. Doctors or other clinicians recommend targeted engagement in activities such as walking, horticulture, or mindfulness across urban parks, forests, gardens, and blue spaces. Formal initiatives, including ParkRx America in the United States and PawRx in Canada, now equip healthcare professionals with tools to prescribe outdoor time and integrate recommendations into electronic health records and routine clinical care. Substantial empirical evidence supports the efficacy of nature prescriptions. Systematic reviews show that they can lower blood pressure, alleviate symptoms of anxiety and depression, and foster physical activity. A meta-analysis of randomized controlled trials reported reductions in both systolic and diastolic blood pressure compared with control groups, along with moderate to large improvements in depression and anxiety scores. Additionally, intervention participants exhibited an average increase of nearly 900 steps per day, aiding weight management and lowering long-term metabolic risk. Mental health benefits are similarly well documented. Exposure to nature lowers cortisol, the primary stress hormone, which promotes relaxation and eases anxiety and depression. Research also highlights the therapeutic role of forest volatile organic compounds absorbed through inhalation. Inhaling tree-derived terpenes, such as pinene from conifers and limonene from citrus fruits, delivers direct antioxidant and anti-inflammatory benefits to the human respiratory system. For individuals experiencing neurodevelopmental or cognitive fatigue, such as children and adults with attention deficit hyperactivity disorder, ADHD, natural environments mitigate the cognitive depletion caused by continuous, hard fascination, such as traffic, digital screens, and noise in urban settings. Grounded in attention restoration theory, exposure to natural settings engages involuntary attention, soft fascination, allowing the prefrontal executive control network to rest. As a result, patients display measurable improvements in impulse control, working memory, and sustained concentration once the research participants return to indoor tasks. Nature prescriptions, therefore, represent a cost-effective, evidence-based public health instrument. However, their therapeutic potential remains constrained by the spatial distribution and environmental quality of accessible green infrastructure, especially in ultra-dense cities. Opportunities for nature prescription integration in urban design. For urban designers, spatial planners, and public health decision makers, the clinical efficacy of nature prescriptions highlights a critical opportunity. High-quality green spaces can actively enable, support, and amplify the health outcomes of nature prescriptions. Research shows that even brief exposures yield measurable cognitive and emotional gains. As little as 15 minutes in an urban natural setting can significantly improve psychological well-being, with urban forests proving especially effective for alleviating depressive symptoms. Ecological composition further moderates these health outcomes. A comprehensive Canadian study linking species inventories to national health surveys found that higher neighborhood bird diversity increased self-reported positive mental health by 6.64%, while tree species richness accounts for a 5.36% increase. Beyond ecological complexity, structural design characteristics may substantially influence patient adherence and physical activity outcomes. Evidence suggests that well-connected path networks and accessible green spaces support higher levels of walking and recreational activity, while varied landscape experiences encourage prolonged engagement with outdoor environments. Communal features such as community gardens and inclusive gathering spaces also facilitate informal social interaction, strengthen social cohesion, and reduce loneliness. These psychosocial benefits may reinforce motivation and long-term compliance with nature-based health interventions. High-quality green spaces deliver additional co-benefits that reinforce public health goals. Thoughtful tree canopy and planting reduce heat stress, improves local air quality, and moderates stormwater runoff, creating safer environmental conditions for outdoor activity. When these therapeutic design principles intersect with urban environmental management, green infrastructure enhances both population health and urban climate resilience. Rising demand for accessible open space, accelerated by post-pandemic behavioral shifts toward outdoor recreation, reinforcing the urgency of prioritizing green space quality. By focusing on accessibility, safety, biodiversity, and multifunctional infrastructure, municipal authorities can transform everyday parks, streetscapes, and pocket forests into essential, functional partners in clinical healthcare delivery. Quality green spaces therefore function as essential healthcare infrastructure. They do not replace nature prescriptions, they enable clinical recommendations to achieve maximum public health impact. Together, formalized clinical guidance and intentional, therapeutic urban design constitute a scalable strategy for fostering healthier populations and more resilient urban ecosystems. This story is funded by readers like you. Our nonprofit newsroom provides climate coverage free of charge and advertising. Your one-off or monthly donations play a crucial role in supporting our operations, expanding our reach, and maintaining our editorial independence. About EO mission statement, impact, and AMP, reach right for us.